What's your name, please?
Derek Lee.
OK. And your address?
22 Miles Road, Kingtown.
Thank you. And can you sign here, please, Mr. Lee?
OK, here you are.
Great. Well, here's your card. Help yourself to some books. You can take out 6 at a time and you can keep them for 3 weeks.
Great. Thanks.
You have 10 seconds before the next conversation will be started.
What shall we do today?
Well, the weather's not too great, so it's not a very good day for the beach.
Well, we could go to a museum. There's a museum of art in the centre.
Art? I'm not really interested in art. Why don't we go to the castle?
Castle?
Yes, there's one a few miles from the city. Then we can go out for lunch in the afternoon. I'll come back here and you can go to the museum if you like.
That sounds good.
Who's this in the photo?
That's my niece, Lily.
Is that your sister's daughter?
No, she's my brother's daughter.
Oh, I didn't know you had a brother.
Yes, his name's Paul. He lives in Australia, so I don't see him much. I've only ever seen Lily once.
How old is she?
She's 4. Oh, I love this time of year. I don't mind that it's a bit cold and the skies are usually grey. I love the colours of the trees, all red and orange. It's a bit dark, that's the only problem. In the summer you get the lovely long light evenings, but now it gets dark at about 6 o'clock and winter's only just round the corner too. But it's nice to stay at home in front of the fire with some hot chocolate and a big blanket.
So we've got new cupboards. They're nice ones, made of wood. And we've bought a new fridge, because the old one was broken. We've kept the old cooker, even though it's a bit old. And we've still got the same table and chairs. We've painted the walls too. They're white now, instead of that terrible yellow colour. So it looks really clean in there now. I want to get a television in there now, so I can watch it while I'm making dinner. But my wife won't let me.
Excuse me, I bought this jacket last week for my daughter. It was her birthday, but I'm afraid it doesn't fit her very well. Could I get a refund, please?
Do you have the receipt?
Sorry, I'm afraid I've lost it.
I'm afraid I can't give you a refund if you don't have a receipt. You can exchange it, or we can give you some store credit.
OK, I'll take the voucher then. I'm sure my daughter will appreciate them.
I used to hate it. We had to do it at school every Friday. I was a bit overweight, so I was always embarrassed when people saw me in my costume. I used to stay at the shallow end where my feet could touch the bottom. All the other kids would be diving and playing in the water at the deep end, but not me. I just slowly went from one side of the pool to the other. I don't mind it so much these days, but I still find it quite a boring way to exercise.
I think I'll be good at it because I'm quite artistic, but I'm good at maths and physics too, and that's important. I've got to university to get the right qualifications. It's a 4-year course and it starts this October. I really like looking at old palaces and cathedrals and looking at all the detail. It amazes me how they built them so many years ago. I'm not sure if the course will cover the traditional types of buildings. These days, a lot of them are designed to save energy, so I think that will be an important part of the course.
Guess what? I'm engaged.
Really? Congratulations.
Look at my ring.
It's lovely. Is that white gold?
Yes.
So when's the big day?
We haven't decided yet, but I've always dreamed of a spring wedding.
Well, I'm very happy for you.
Sorry, Jack's not here at the moment. Do you want me to give him a message?
Yes, please. Can you tell him to meet us outside the stadium at 2 o'clock? Kick-off isn't until 4, but Richard wants to get there early. He thinks it will be difficult to park with so many supporters. Actually, I think he wants to get there early because he thinks he'll be able to meet some of the players. Dream on, I said.
Well, you never know.
I don't think so.
So 2 o'clock outside the stadium then. I'll let Jack know.
Thanks, Mrs. Robinson.
Did you have a good time on your holiday?
Yes, it was good. The weather was fantastic. We went hiking and we went to the beach. The only problem was the tent. When I packed it, I didn't realise it was in such a bad condition. When we put it up, I realised it had a big tear down the side of it. And we'd only packed about half a dozen pegs. On Sunday, we were out walking and it was really windy. When we got back to the site, we found that the tent was pitched in a different place than before. It turns out that the tent blew away in the wind. The friendly people staying in the caravan next to us had put it up again. That was really kind of them.
I'm delighted to have in the studio with me today Heather Grayson. Heather's recently released an album, and you've probably heard her new hit single, If Only I Could Forget, on the airwaves. Not only is Heather an accomplished songwriter, but she's also pretty talented too. She plays the guitar on all her tracks and writes all her own lyrics. Heather, welcome to the studio.
Thanks, Rod.
To tell the truth, I never really know what to do with myself. I know it's supposed to be a big night for partying and going out with friends, but I'm not really a big party goer. Usually, if we go round to someone's house, we end up just sitting around until midnight, just for the sake of it. You know, when at any other time, we'd just go to bed. I'm usually really exhausted after all the festivities that go on around Christmas, and I'm quite happy to go to bed. My friends go and see the fireworks in the city centre, but standing around, waiting in the cold, with all those people for 5 hours, just for 2 minutes of fireworks, I can't think of anything worse.
It's quite simple. All you have to do is plug it into the computer tower. Have you got the wire? OK. Then make sure it's switched on. Now, if you click here and here, then you'll be able to open the folder with all your pictures in it.
Oh, yes, I see.
Just click on the icon to see your picture.
Oh, it's sideways.
You can click on this one here to turn it round.
Ah, yes, that's better.
Harry, can you look over this report again, please?
What's the problem? Did I get my facts wrong? Did I leave anything out?
No, there's nothing wrong with the content, but there are a lot of inaccuracies.
Are there?
Yes, like here. This should be affect with an A, and you wrote effect with an E. The report is full of things like that. It's not good enough.
Oh, sorry. Let me look at it again.